You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hey there, my sister. Today's message is all about healing baths and weight loss wonders. Healing baths are a heaven-sent gift for Christian women who are looking for an easy way to let go of that excess weight. You might wonder, well, can baths contribute to weight loss? And that's a fair question. The science that's behind this is fascinating. When taking a healing bath, our bodies warm up, our pores open, and we release toxins through the skin. And then here's the fascinating part. After the bath, as your body works to cool itself down, you can burn calories at a rate comparable to that achieved during a brisk walk or a light jog. They call this passive calorie burning effect, and it promotes weight loss. Of course, when you combine it with a healthy lifestyle. That's fascinating, right? By soaking in warm water for 20 to 30 minutes, you can eliminate toxins, reduce inflammation, boost your metabolism, and all the while enjoying a calming, rejuvenating experience. But there's more weight loss wonders with healing baths, because it's not just a solution to excess weight. It's a holistic detoxifying practice for the body and the emotions. In today's world, we are exposed to environmental toxins in our homes and the buildings where we work or we go to frequently. Also, toxins in the beauty care stuff, like hair care, skin care products, things we put on our bodies. And as much as we love to take showers, it's just not adequate to get rid of those types of toxins, because those toxins are stored in the fat cells of our bodies. And they're harmful to your health. They're harmful to your weight loss goals for sure, right? Taking a 20-minute bath can eliminate some of these toxins, especially for women looking for an easy way to let go of excess weight. But who has time to take baths, right? We're so busy in life. Well, I know people prefer showers over baths because it's quick and it's fast. Other people, they really believe that showers are more hygienic than baths because you have the running water that can wash the dirt and the bacteria away more effectively. That's true. So let me clarify. What I'm suggesting is a healing bath. The ideal here is that you're not trying to just clean off your surface dirt. I'm recommending that you take a shower first to wash the dirt off of you, and then you take the therapeutic bath. All right? So this has been done for thousands of years in other cultures. This is an ancient practice. So what you do is you take your shower, you wash off the surface dirt, and that should only take you 2 or 3 minutes. And then you get into the bath, a bath of warm to hot water for 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah, that's how it works. I understand you prefer showers. What if I shared a secret with you? Taking healing baths 3 to 5 times a week can be your shortcut to weight loss wonders, to an extraordinary freshness and vigor. Yeah, especially women, we want to have that freshness, don't we? Consider this bath time as rest time for yourself. Remember, even Jesus, doing his busy ministry work, he took moments for himself. And you can read about it in Mark 6:31. He told his disciples, "Come away by yourselves to a desert place and rest a while." So my sister, go ahead and let the weight loss wonders begin with Healing Baths. Yes, this holistic practice aligns with the faith belief that cleanliness is next to godliness. Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made, so we should feel worthy of giving our bodies the special care that it needs. So now let's take a deeper look into the type of cleansing that you get from soaking in the bath. One of the toxins that a bath can help to eliminate is heavy metals, such as lead and mercury and cadmium. They build up in the body over time and they lead to health problems and they hinder your weight loss goals. Isn't it good to know that a simple warm bath can help open up the pores and release these toxins, release these heavy metals from your body? Another toxin that a bath can help eliminate is excess cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone that accumulates in the body, especially in women who are under chronic stress. A warm bath can help lower the cortisol levels, promote relaxation, and reduce the stress. Now, there are a group of toxins that a bath can eliminate, and those are the beauty care and personal care products that are toxic to us, right? Many products like makeup and lotions and shampoos, and they contain harmful chemicals that can be absorbed through the skin, cause health problems, and they also hinder your weight loss. They disrupt your hormones, and they really do affect us in ways that you can't even imagine. And so there's lots of science behind this. So for one thing, you definitely want to use products that are as free of these harmful chemicals. Get the best that you can afford that do not contain harmful chemicals. And also, take the bath. A bath can help remove these toxins from the body and promote your weight loss goals, right? Don't you feel blessed, my sister, to have this water therapy as a way to get rid of these toxins from our body? It's understandable why we need to take the bath so frequently. I believe if we take these baths every day, it wouldn't be too much, right? We need to, but at least 3 to 5 times a week. All right, my friend. So if this sounds too good to be true, you're still a little hesitant as to how does this work? A simple bath can do so much for your emotional and physical health. Yes, my sister. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 encourages us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So healing baths are not some kind of magic solution, but it is a God-given water therapy supporting your body's natural detoxification process. I'm not saying don't take showers, because showers have their place. But let's learn a lesson from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10. And I hope you will read this story in the Bible because it teaches us a lot about humility, right? But in the story, Elisha told Naaman to go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. So what I want to emphasize here is the act of immersion into the water. Think of a healing bath as a sacred immersion for the body and the soul. The shower removes the surface dirt, true, but the bath provides a deeper, more holistic cleansing. I'm not saying you should choose one over the other. Definitely, showers are fun and you need to take them, and they're more appropriate in certain circumstances, but it's all about enjoying your weight loss journey. There's lots of ways to lose weight, and you have to find ways that's going to be fun for you and effective for you. So you may have to stretch yourself or challenge yourself, But definitely you have to humble yourself and follow God's plan for your life. And so if you know you are exposed to a lot of toxins and you need to get those out of your body because it's going to do you harm and it's going to hinder your weight loss goals. And I'm here to guide you to a healthy lifestyle, a healthy body, and healthy weight. All right, my friend. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you like this episode, share it with your friends and family. Subscribe to my channel and tune in for more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Until next time, peace to you and have a great day.